Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Alec Medford. We got Jet in studio with us today. Not an actual Jet. But that is his name, I do believe. Is that your real life name?
Yep, the one my mama gave me.
Dude, that is awesome. To have a parent that's like, Jet.
She said that she saw a plane go by the hospital, and that's what inspired her, or she liked Joan Jett, too.
Okay, all right, yeah. I like that. That sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah, they looked at me and said Alexander. Cool.
I have no clue where my name came from.
Thanks, Mom.
I think it just kind of came up out of nowhere. Avery, I was trying to figure out, like great coaches in the DFW area. And then Adrian didn't like Bill Parcells. She didn't like Tom. I kept trying to get Landry, and she was like, that's what you want to name your dog. And I was like, okay. And then so eventually we landed on Avery Johnson, and I was like, it's a cool name. He's not a great coach.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. And she was like, okay, we'll go with that. And with Carter, Kevin's convinced it's based on Vince Carter or Don Carter because Avery Johnson. And so he's like, no, obviously. So I don't know. Names are weird. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite weird name? All right, guys, last night we had two teams, one city, and they went at it. And they said, we're going to show you how we can make y'all all happy. Unfortunately, the Red Wings defeated the Dallas Stars last night. 4-3 in overtime. Stars snap a 4-game winning streak, which that stinks. But hey, this is a good team. They're going to be fine. Casey DeSmith stopped 21 shots last night, but it wasn't enough. Overtime comes. Dylan Larkin scored the tying goal in the third period and then got the winner in 34 seconds into overtime. And so that was kind of a tough night right there.
It was tough, and giving up a third period lead is always tough because I talked about it a little bit yesterday, I do believe, or maybe the day before. The Stars and coming out kind of sluggish and asking Jake Oettinger to be Superman while they find their footing.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, it works. But in this case, I saw that late game lead, and I was like, okay, I think we're good. I think we can kind of lay out here. So much so that I actually changed the channel. And
okay. Then
I was like, I'm going to start doing the channel flipping thing because I always tell myself nothing good happens when I do the channel flipping. I miss something important. And what did I miss? Mm. I missed us losing the game. So, it's nice that I feel like we're still going into the holiday break on a high note. I'm not going to take a Red Wings loss too much into consideration about my thoughts about this hockey team. I thought it was a good game. You know, I at least was entertained because now I have to sit around and mope in sadness without Stars hockey. But the the Stars were really good in the second period, too.
Yeah.
And that's where I found the confidence to say, okay, I think we got this. The Stars were out shooting Detroit, I think, 13-5 in the second period. And I was like, this is one of those games that they win. Because we talked about it, I think me and Kevin did on Friday. There's a lot of games where the Stars get outshot, but they still win. So I'm like, if you're out shooting and you're finding those shooting lanes and you're getting across the middle of the ice and you're finding some breakaway advantages and some man advantages, you are probably going to win these games. So I just felt comfortable just, you know, saying, oh, what are the Mavs up to?
Dude, there was a point they were 12-1 after leading after two periods. And so you have a really good point there is they were doing that in the third period, turned things over for them late last night. There was a moment when Jason Robertson, our hero, got his opportunity. By the way, Wyatt Johnston last night adds another power play goal. He now has 14, the entire Maple Leafs roster, still stuck at 12. So that's a stat we are gonna. I think we're gonna keep up with that stat for the rest of the season. See if Wyatt Johnston outscores the entire Maple Leafs roster on power play goals. That would be nice to see. But Jason Robertson was the intermission guest last night, and he gets to catch up with his old coach, Mr. Bonus. Robertson with Bonus. Here's the conversation they had on the Fan. On 105.3 The Fan.
Maybe.
Hi, Robo. How are you doing, man? Listen, I know I was
hard. It's great to hear from you.
I know I was a little hard on you when you first came to Dallas. I hope it makes a little more sense to you now. You're one of the purest goal scorers I've ever had the fortune to coach. You had a slow start to this year. What turned it around for you?
Yeah, I think a lot of it. I mean, I thought I played pretty good at the beginning of the year. I mean, you know it as well as I do. Puck luck's got to be involved. I think the shot totals were up, the opportunities were there, but yeah, it's been great. And I just want to say, Bones, it's great to hear from you. Definitely a great help from you, and come a long way, but I still have a lot of respect.
Well, I'm backing off on you now. I'm giving you nothing but praise. How's that?
Jason's got PTSD now from talking to Bones.
So I thought it was kind of wild. You heard Robertson like immediately, because Bonus is like, hey, look, you had a little bit of a slow start. And he's like, I thought I was playing pretty good. He's kind of defending himself there a little bit. But this is the thing that I think that we've all been kind of discussing, hoping is starting to come around with this team. They're as skilled as you can find. You may not find as skilled of a team as the Stars, but you're always, when you get to the playoffs, you're like, where is the physicality for this team? And Mikko Rantanen has taken it upon himself to say, guys, I'm the moose out here, and I'm going to be a physical player. Y'all should join. And they asked him about Mikko's physicality on this team.
Yeah, I think whenever you get a guy like Mikko on your team, you know, he's so big, so strong. We know him so well playing against him. For all these years, you see how much he takes advantage of his size. And, you know, he's a little bit bigger than me, but I consider myself a big guy too. So whenever you see a guy like that use his body to create space and time, definitely rubs off. And not just me, but everyone in the locker room on the ice. So, yeah, it's a great addition.
Dude, I love hearing that they're seeing the same thing we're seeing. And then they're kind of following in suit right now, because physicality is a mindset. If you believe that you're a physical team, you know, even with lifting weights, you have to go into lifting weights and getting your workout in a certain mindset. And today I'm going to add this, and I'm going to beat it, and I'm going to defeat it, and it's going to be mine.
Yeah, if you don't want to, you're not going to. Especially when it comes to a game like hockey that does have so many elements that go into success. When you talk about special teams, when you talk about your forecheck, when you talk about your actual puck handling and movement and synergy and communication, getting your sets ready in front of the net. There's a lot that goes into it. So even when one of those things you're just not really interested in doing, you're probably not going to look that great. And the physicality is one of those things that it's not an X's and O's thing. Like you said, it's a mindset. So if you just go into it saying, I'm not really feeling too good, I'm a little sore, I'm just going to try to play the finesse game here today. One person that's never going to say that is Mikko Rantanen.
Yeah.
Because he is a moose, as he's named. But he, what he does for other people in that aspect, like you heard Robertson say, creating space.
Yep.
That's what physicality brings, is because people know that he's on the hunt. And you've seen it with a couple of the injuries he might have or might not have caused this season.
Wrong
He's on the hunt.
In the way.
Exactly. They get out of his way because it's not going to end well. So they know either they're going to take the hit and land on the ice, or they're going to move and get out of his way. It creates spacing either way.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever he has that mindset, it seems like it kind of permeates, because Jason Robertson last year before the trade, I saw more of a finesse guy. It was give me the puck in space and I'll find my way to the net, rather than give me the puck and I'm going to find a way, period. And Mikko's kind of given this team life, and that's without Leon Bischel on the ice, too, who's usually, he's the epitome of physicality.
Yeah, I think the what's great there you're talking about is Mikko has the ability to, without the puck, draw people to him because, A, they know that he could get the puck and destroy them. Also, without the puck, he can do it because he will put his shoulder into them. And then when he does have the puck, now two or three people have to pay attention to him because he can score amidst all of those. And so you're like, okay, it's just, that's what we talk about with the gravity. He pulls all these players to him, which then opens up Jason Robertson and all these other guys so they can have these successful seasons. I think Gullitson's doing a really good job of making sure that they utilize that too. I think Pete DeBoer was still trying to figure out how to use that last year in the playoffs. He was like, I'm not quite sure. I know I got this fin line that I can work with. And then he was like, I got to spread it out a little bit more and use him on other lines too. But Mikko's decided, you know, he's comfortable in this. He's comfortable with this team now. He knows where he is a leader. And it's not just Jamie Benn that has to go out there and establish, I'm the one that's going to be the enforcer, because there are other guys that are willing to do that now because they understand the importance of it. Also doing it smartly. Not just rolling around and, you know, knocking people over the head, but it's a lot of fun. All right, the Mavericks last night. Oh, hold on. There was one other one. So this has been kind of a concern for me. Everybody, you got the Olympics coming up. You got the Olympic teams, and everybody's kind of like, oh, is Jason Robertson going to be on the Olympic team? That question keeps popping up. Jason Robertson answers the question on how that's affecting him right now.
Yeah, I think it definitely has an impact. Not as much as people might think. I mean, my job is to play hard for this team, try to win games, and try to produce offensively. But I know in 8 days it's going to be a big moment for USA Hockey and everything. So all I can do is just play my game and see where it goes.
I don't love hearing that it's definitely got an impact. You know that he's like, but my job is this. I know every day I got to come in, I got to fire off and do my job for this team. So loving to hear this from the Stars. Nice that they can, you know, have the overtime loss last night. They're going to bounce back, turn things around. But the Mavericks, ladies and gentlemen, the Mavericks were the ones last night that did all the things for me. And here's what they did. They had a fantastic lead at halftime. And then they gave up 47 points in the third quarter. And I like, they scored 41 to start the game. I was like, dude, this game is rolling. Cooper Flagg is out there doing what Kevin said, being effing Cooper Flagg.
That's right.
I was like, this guy is on fire. He was perfect in the first quarter. Perfect, according to Mike Curtis's numbers. I loved it. And then in the third quarter, I was like, this is a fourth quarter collapse. That we're getting it in the third quarter, Alec, because they've been fourth quarter collapsing on everything. They give up 47 points there, but in the fourth quarter, they turn it back up a little bit. Cooper Flagg had an exceptional night last night. Only two people that have had 33 or 20 something, 9 and 8, and that is Cooper Flagg and Luka. So the Mavericks have had the two dudes that have done numbers like that, and Cooper Flagg puts in 28, 9, and 8 last night. Anthony Davis had 31 points as well, and it was the makings of a really good basketball game over the Denver Nuggets, although I know there are people out there that are like, you need to keep losing. Whenever you win games like this over the Nuggets, and you see Cooper Flagg have that much of an impact defensively, breaking away offensively, setting people up, that was an all-around game from your rookie last night. And then Ryan Nimhard had a pretty good one as well.
Yeah, the funny thing is whenever I went to Google to pull up the box score, and the first thing I see, even after a thrilling win, is the first article from Mavs Moneyball is time to fire up the tank.
Mm-hmm.
After a thrilling win. And they're in a weird spot, right? They're in no man's land right now, and they keep putting themselves in no man's land where they show that the combination, especially in this game's case, of Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis can work together, and it can work together very, very well. They can score efficiently. Defensively, Cooper Flagg has arrived in my mind. It seems like he is active on every single possession. He's not taking plays off, finishing with 33 points. He almost had himself a 33-point triple-double, which would have been incredible. He started off that first half hot. He made his first, what, seven shots, I think? He went 7 of 7, and I think he missed his 8th shot of the game.
Yeah.
He was incredible right out of the gate. And then you look at other parts of the game where you say some people had a tougher night, like Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford did not have a good game. In 17 minutes, he had just 4 points and 3 boards. He had the same number of fouls as rebounds that he had in this game. And that makes me think whenever I start to see the, oh, like the Atlanta Hawks might be interested in Daniel Gafford, or this team might be interested, I'm like, yeah, pick up the phone. Because I have those games from Daniel Gafford where I'm like, he is a rim-rocking threat. Mm-hmm. And I love having the two big setup. I really do. And I think... when you guys had Jason Kidd on leading into the season, or maybe early in the season, he was talking about the league is just going back to that place, and a lot of teams haven't caught on yet. And I love the fact that the Mavs caught on. I need my bigs to be available, and I need them to be consistent. I'm not getting either of those things from my bigs, and the consistency especially from Daniel Gafford, because you can tell he's on a team that was not built for him to succeed. It was built for him to succeed with Luka, which is fine. That's where you identify that and you move on from this point. So I'm trying to be excited about a good win, but at the same time, be realistic about this team is still nowhere near where it needs to be.
My apologies for shortchanging Cooper Flagg last night. I knew he had 33.99, but my computer had not refreshed. The screen had not refreshed. It still had 3 minutes and 57 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Oh,
On the ESPN
page. Get it on the TV. What are we doing?
So here it is. 33.99. The only players that are 19 that ever do that before 19 or under are him and Luka. And so that's the number right there. And that's where I wonder if the Bobby Belts of the world are starting to come around and go, you know what, this kid is an exciting young player that we can build the future around, and now that Nico's gone, I'll forgive most things, and I'll commit to this Cooper Flagg kid and hope for the best for that, because there's no going back at this point.
Sure.
You have Cooper Flagg, and this is what the future is. Again, sorry for shortchanging him on what he accomplished last night. Nice work by the rookie. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, pro fishing, and this dude is an all-pro guard. Deal with it. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This segment of the KNC Masterpiece is brought to you by the injury attorneys Frankel and Frankel. If you have been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the 940. This is from J-Met. Sounds like Corey's saying the Mavs might win out. J-Met, you know I didn't say that.
Oh.
All right. You know I didn't say that.
That's what I heard.
I would love to see that. Somebody also texted and said, had to turn y'all off, too negative after a Mavs win.
And my bad.
I have no clue what we said that was negative.
Must be a Daniel Gafford stan. That, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
I love Daniel Gafford. Dude, you and I saw him together.
Yeah.
When we were at dinner at Nick and Sam's, we looked over and we were like, look at that tracksuit.
Yeah, whenever he first got traded here, you could tell, like, he had no nice clothes ready or anything because he had just gotten here that week. So he was in, like, a Nike tracksuit, and it's hard not to notice a 7-foot-tall person walking into a steakhouse.
Wearing all gold, like, yeah. A gold tracksuit.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were here whenever we interviewed him and asked him about it. And he was like, oh, that's one of my buddy's lines. So I wear it all the time. And it does look, I was like, dude, it looks so good.
Shameless plug.
How did you get, you know, how does he have enough material to cover your tall body, though? And he was like, I have no clue. And that was the moment that I was like, I think Daniel Gafford's one of my dudes. I like him a lot. I love the play.
Fair question.
So I really appreciate that. That was a really awesome night. Mike goes, I remember sitting there and Mike goes, man, that guy's tall. And I went, Mike, that's Daniel Gafford. And he was like, oh my gosh, it is.
That was so fun.
I was like, who's the better Mavs fan now, Mike?
Yeah, I was like, I want to go to Nick and Sam's all the time. Like, what's the celebrity cameo I'm going to see every time I'm here now?
Yeah. And my understanding is that is always the case and always will be. Because it's one of those places, too, whenever people come into town, they're usually staying in that Dallas area. They're like, where do I eat? And people are always, like, delivering that, especially these pro athletes, because they take care of them. You know, they make sure that they're, it's a very intimate area, very intimate space. And
lights.
And dude, that food was worth it.
It was very
fantastic.
Worth it. Al Michaels would vouch for it too. He has numerous times on the national broadcasts over the years.
And by the way, so we did get a winner for our dinner at Knife. We're going to have to set up a time and then in this month to go eat with her. It's going to be awesome. So be prepared for
I'm
that.
I'm excited.
I know you are.
I've never been.
You love some steak though.
I do.
And we'll get some of that.
Yeah.
After the loss on Sunday, a lot of people had questions and Tyler Smith. He announced that Tyler Smith would move from left guard to left tackle for the remainder of the season. Now, everybody's kind of been like, what is this? What does this mean? We asked Steven about it, said, hey, what's going on here? Steven was like, hey, he's going to play for the rest of the year, but he's the left guard going forward, right? And Steven said, well, we'll take a look into that. So I know Duke Manyweather, Andrew Whitworth, plenty of people have these opinions on it. And I'm sure Tyler Smith has feelings, too, and we'll get into those in just a second. But everybody's kind of like, well, and I love watching the Twitter fights back and forth between us fans. Because us fans are like, well, this guy is clearly this great at left guard. Why would you change it? Broadus has been adamant about this for years. The Joneses have convinced us that up the middle, those three guys in the middle are more important than your tackles.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen how poor tackle play can affect Dak this year. We've seen him multiple times where you're like, man, if Dak had just had another tick of a second, he would have been able to get that one off, and that would have been a touchdown to George Pickens or whatever it is. Well, on Tuesday, Tyler Smith was asked if he had a preference between the two positions on the field. Here's the quote. I'm an all-pro guard, bro. I love this dude. If you've never heard Tyler Smith talk, he's eloquent. He's thoughtful. He's He would be a dude that you would just love to sit down and hang out with. He said, I'm an all pro guard, bro. That's the simple truth if we're just looking at stuff purely off facts. So we'll see what happens. We'll have those conversations when we have those conversations and kind of see where everybody's head is at. My mindset is going to be the same. The offseason, I was for sure I'd be playing guard, so I trained like a guard. I'm playing tackle, so it is what it is, which means I'm a guard playing tackle. This is just like, hey, they stretched him out to be a starter, or they stretched him out this year to be a relief pitcher, and now you got to do something completely different to get his body prepared for doing that. Same thing, his body is steps. Everything's a little bit different. We'll have those conversations when we have them. Not letting my mind get too far ahead. I know this is something we're doing for the rest of the season. In my mind, that's just what it is for the rest of the season. So he's saying I'm an all-pro guard. But he's open to it. And if there is, and I need to talk to Nick, if there truly is escalators in his contract that say if he swings, because this is evidently negotiated already, there were some escalators in his contract that said if he goes out to tackle, because you know the Cowboys have a tendency to talk about position flex, will you be paying him like a tackle or will you be paying him like a guard? So it sounds like after this offseason, he's going to be like, look, was I good enough to play the position? Am I good enough to play the position? Let's have that conversation with the owner. And if the owner wants to do that, then we'll go ahead and hit those escalators and turn those on, and we'll move forward with it. But he said it's been a while. It's familiar territory for sure. The biggest things for me are the technical aspects. Even this week, it's in away games, so we might have some cadence variations and all those things. So, yeah, man, there's little things for every job. Alec is usually on the other side of this window.
That's right.
And then he comes in here and sits on this side, and now there's new things that you, A, don't have to do, but other things that you do have to do. And so it's just making sure that you get all those down.
So one thing that interests me, and I still don't know what the true answer is here. I know Nick Eatman said the thing about the contract escalators. Clarence Hill said yesterday that there is no clause
interesting
in his contract, and he said it's actually against the CBA. To do that.
Interesting.
So if that does exist, that's trouble. So I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe somewhere down the road, I know Bobby kind of posed this with us yesterday at Freebirds, is he said if those conversations came up at all during the contract negotiation, whether or not it's in the contract or not, if that was spoken of when they were talking like, hey, we might need him to play left tackle at some point. That's an indictment on what you have now and what you think your ability to do at that position is going forward. But it also signals that they probably plan on moving him full time at some point. It's just a matter of when. I wholeheartedly disagree with it because, like you said, whenever you ask somebody to completely change their routine and the way that you go about your prep is different. The way that you actually play the position is different because whenever you think about, let's just try to put it in terms of if I asked you to write left-handed for the rest of the show, you couldn't do it.
That'd screw up everything.
You know? But if I gave you the amount of time that you have in training camp, you know, if I gave you a month and I said, do it every day, just get it to where you can write two sentences, you could figure it out. You know, because you had time. So one, we're rushing him into this, and he's a Pro Bowler this year at the guard position, which I know it's a voting system. But two, he's an All-Pro, which is that's what really matters when it comes to grading these people out and telling how really good they are. Is he's an All-Pro, and the league respects him at that position as one of the best. And if you look at some of the metrics this year, he's one of the best run blockers in football, and I think that's because he is playing the interior, which I think the interior is the most important offensive line area for this scheme that Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams are running when it comes to the run game. You're seeing a lot of inside zone from Javonte Williams and a lot of trap blocking and stuff like that where he's being asked to move away from his run blocking set. He's having to flip. He's having to swing. So he's used to doing a lot of things that only guards are asked to do. But then when you think about the actual X's and O's of it, tackle versus guard is so different because guard, you have one person on either side of you to hopefully pick up your slack if something goes wrong. And it's very much facing the guy in front of you, mm-hmm. or facing the guy that if they stunt and they switch, whatever guy ends up right in front of you and putting their arms out towards you, that's who you block.
You can be pretty square the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. You can keep your shoulders square. You can keep your feet square and try to win a power game. Whenever you're playing the outside at the tackle position, you're being asked to guess mm-hmm. a lot. It's a lot more of a mental chess match that's going on because usually you're going against a better athlete on the edge. So somebody that's quicker, maybe not as strong as a defensive tackle, but they have more in their arsenal to beat you. I know it's an extreme example, but think about Myles Garrett. He can beat you with power. He can beat you with finesse. He can literally just run you over if he wants.
Yeah.
There are multiple players in the NFL that have more than one pass rush move or run block shedding move, a swim move, a chop, something. You're having to guess, are they going inside? Are they going outside? Are they going to use power? Are they going to bull rush? Or are they going to try to swat the hands? Are they going to swim? Are they going to finesse? You have to think about all of those things as soon as the ball is snapped, and you have to make a decision. And that's where the Nate Thomas experiment went wrong, was because he was guessing and completely missing
on some off with Dak, too. And that's the conversation, too, is Dak sees something and says, this is the protection that's supposed to be there. Did the tackle get it right as well? And Nate Thomas and Dak weren't on the same page on a couple of those. I mean, you've seen them a couple of different times where it really has affected things. And also at the tackle position, you're going lateral and vertical at the same time a lot of times and hoping that the power rush that's coming at you, you're not off balance. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that he's going to have to learn. I'm very interested to see if he wants to make that switch. The Cowboys did this with Zach Martin and Larry Allen their entire careers. Will they, won't they? And ultimately they decided, hey, we really like him at that spot. We really like him being there. And it sounds like he likes being in that spot too because he knows what he is there. I'm going to make my career. I might be a Hall of Fame left guard if I, you know, continue things on and this team, if they were able to, you know, go be famous again in other ways. Those are some things there, but we'll see how things go forward. Right now, I think as a Cowboys fan, just enjoy watching his process of relearning the left tackle position at this level. Alec, if you were going to put your radio career on hold,
oh no,
and go pursue something else, what do you think it would be?
That's a tough question. Something that makes a good chunk of money because mm-hmm. it would have to entice me to leave.
Yeah. My son would want to be a Pokemon card designer.
That would be awesome.
He loves that a lot.
You know what? I think I would go into some sort of creative writing.
Okay.
Whether it's like script writing and like producing for like animated shows and films and being a writer, or maybe a comedy writer, you know, like on SNL or something. Like, I've always loved creative writing. So I think I would still be in the entertainment space. But if I was away from the bright lights, it would be writing.
When I was in North Texas, I would every morning I would walk through to my journalism class and I would hear the TV and movie writing group in their class, like doing their stuff, doing their skits. And I was just like, damn, I'm so jealous. I should have done that. That's what I should have done. Little did I know AI was going to take over and the Hollywood executives would be like, why would we even pay writers anymore? But it sounds like so much fun to come in every day and just be like, all right, let's just crack jokes. Fortunately, we get to do this on this show too. But Ben Simmons is angling for success in pro fishing, ladies and gentlemen.
I hate that.
He's working on getting healthy and having a comeback in basketball, but he said, you know what? I'm putting that on hold as he now wants to be a pro fisherman. 877-881-1053. What would you do if you decided, you know what? I'm putting my career on hold to go out there and do something else from the 972 hand model because you have a face for radio. Okay, I didn't know you were taking shots at us here, all right? I thought you were going to be a hand model is what I was thinking there. I don't know if I have sexy enough hands. My wife says I have nice hands, so I appreciate that on her part.
Oh, that's
nice.
I don't
know. Do you have to have sexy hands to be a hand model? Or, like, if you have a scar, can you be a hand model? Is that how it works? No scars?
Hey, we have to be equal opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like, if anything, you're going to get more attention for standing out a little bit, and then it's going to ask the question, what happened?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to ask about the backstory? And then you become a character based off of your hand.
Like Cindy Crawford's face mole. You know, maybe it's a beauty mark on you, the scars that you have. And what makes a pretty hand? What makes an attractive hand to people out there? That's a good question. For soft hands?
Yeah.
Can't see if they're soft on a picture,
though. Sure, you can tell if they're well moisturized.
You're probably a little dryness you're going to see.
Use your lotion, Kevin Durant.
I love the idea. Like, if Ben Simmons loves fishing though, I love this idea. Man, Broadus is always talking about it. I'm just trying to get to the lake. And because he wants to, that's what he wants to do. When he's done with radio and he's done with all this, he wants to fish. I get that, dude. I spent just hours with my grandfather fishing at Lake Ray Hubbard, all over DFW. I went fishing everywhere with him. And it's, for me, I love that. I know some people are like, this is boring and stupid. What are we doing on this lake? I'm going to throw up. I get it. I understand that for those people. From the 817, Sean's hands are too small to be a model. This is true. From the 321, people with nasty feet aren't feet models. Okay, that's a good point there.
Valid.
And yeah, if all those corns you got growing on there, you can make a salad with all that, I totally understand. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, we got a little game for you. We're going to play some Christmas this or that, but also the Pirates really have.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I've been the worst. Baseball Nuggets next on the Fan. Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Alec Medford. Mm-hmm. We have Carter Freeman working the video. This will be my last show ever with him working the videos. But we did have our last Tuesday tailgate yesterday as well. So
it was nice.
All these finalities with our friend Carter. We may never see him again.
What?
That's just the way life goes sometimes. It's the absolute to you, sir. We also have Jet running the boards for us today. So if you're like, who the hell is that guy? Jet, say hello to him.
He's nice.
He's a good kid. From the 214, my son just received his acceptance letter to Texas State. He is wanting to major in sports journalism and wants to work for the Fan or ESPN. Here's what I was told as I was graduating college. I reached out to somebody in radio and said, "Hey, do you have any thoughts on you know how to pursue a radio career?" And he said, "This industry is now built on string and paper cups. You should run away immediately and never try and be in radio." I was like, "Holy crap!
Yeah,
that is terrifying." And then I got a call from the fan that was like, "Hey, would you like a job?" And I was like, "I mean, it's the dream. I love this job. I love this industry. It's tough. There's a lot of up and down with it.
Yep.
But I can honestly say, when I was given the choice between this or TV, TV is very different.
Very.
And there's a lot more. The work is very different. I'm not going to say there's more work because our work is constant. It's a 24-hour day.
Yep.
Every day we wake up, that could be a segment, just what happened in the morning. It could mm-hmm. be, it literally could be a segment, funny or serious, something that's real. And so we try to bring that every day. But I just found I really enjoyed the interaction we get with the fans. That was the first thing I noticed the first show we ever did. All these people were texting, "Who the hell are you guys?" And then they were like, "Kind of like you guys." Some people didn't. Doesn't matter. You kind of get into it, learn it, love it. And so good luck to your son at Texas State. Hope he pursues the dream and is able to find a little piece of it because it's an absolute blast. And Alec is continuing to do that as well.
I'm trying my best. And my biggest piece of advice to your son would be don't let the people who have been in the industry scare you away from doing it, because Jet can vouch for this at UTA. Lance Leguez, our radio professor, first day in class. I was in a weird spot because I already worked here when I started radio classes in college. So when he found that out and he pointed me out in class on the first day, he goes, "Medford, heard a lot about you. You still got a lot of time to go to the right side of the communications industry, sales." And I was like, "I'm committed to it." And he's like, "Good for you. You're a little dumb, but good for you." And yes, I am a little dumb, but I have a lot of fun at the same time, too. So, yeah, don't let people scare you away.
I'll be honest. There was a time when, you know, I had Lucy on the way and life was kind of changing. And I was like, "Man, I got to start making money," because I was a part timer at like four different jobs. And I said, "I got to start making money." And I reached out to the boss and was like, "Hey, I really like the fan. I really like what the station does. I want to support it. Let me go into sales." And he said, "Can you give me some time, please? I'm trying to figure out a way to get you on." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So I just had to wait. And then so me and Kevin have finally kind of made it to our point. It didn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen that way. But if you put the work into it, I think things do end up working out for you. So and sales side of it, man, I think I've always said this. If you believe in something, you can sell it. And I believed in this station. And that's why I was like, "I know I can sell this station. I know exactly who I'm talking to whenever I go do it." And fortunately, I'm on this side making a lot less money than the salespeople. But I appreciate them for what they do.
Just imagine
there. Me. Yeah. All right, guys. So the congratulations to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Baseball nuggets, ladies and gentlemen, right here for you. The Pittsburgh Pirates. Yesterday, we reported they signed Ryan O'Hearn to a two-year, $29 million deal with the Pirates. First multi-year deal since they signed Ivan Nova to a three-year, $26 million deal in December of 2016. This is the first time that the Pirates have signed a free agent to a multi-year deal in 9 years. And that is why I'm like, yes, these dudes are the absolute... They went out there trying to be the worst. You can complain about the Rangers, and I think this is one of those seasons where a lot of teams are trying to figure out, hey, there might be a lockout on the way. If you're like, "Hold on, what's that?" There might be a lockout on the way. The Dodgers have helped push that through too, with the way that they've gone out and said, "We're going to buy everything we can and show you that the luxury tax isn't a big deal." And the owners are like, "We got to figure out a better plan here, because otherwise Dodgers are just going to keep buying championships." And they're like, "Yes, we will. We promise." Well, their whole plan is, we got to have a new conversation about their CBA, and that might be the case. So some teams are saying, as I think the Pirates are doing, "Look, we're going to try and make a run to get people excited before this lockout so that they'll come back and be like, hey, that team was really after it. So they're trying to make some moves right now to make some additions to say, Paul Skeens, please don't leave us.
Yes, that's exactly how I see it. You know, lockout be damned. They're like, hey, we've got a generational guy on this team that we need to keep happy. Because as you're seeing with DK Metcalf and previously George Pickens, going to Pittsburgh to start your career doesn't really do well for people.
Yeah.
So they have to do a lot to convince him. But no, they're making a run at this to try to at least look like they have an idea of what they want that team to look like in a competitive manner. We talked about it yesterday, how they made trades that added Brandon Lau from Tampa Bay, and they got a top 100 prospect from the Boston Red Sox, who has the best nickname in baseball, the Password,
nice.
Because his name is impossible to pronounce and spell. So they're doing things to stay competitive, and I've even seen some rumblings that they might be one of the favorites for Kazuma Okamoto, the Japanese slugger.
Nice.
So they've had multiple meetings with him already, and they've shown a lot of interest. So they look like a team that's a little bit tired of the jokes and a little bit tired of people disrespecting them and saying, hey, we've got one of the best athletes, one of the best pitchers in the game. We need to try to slowly start building this thing up. And in that second year leading into the lockout, potential lockout, I should say, at this point, they could look really different. They could be a fringe wild card team in 2 years. They could be. Fringe. I'm not saying guaranteed, but fringe, where you say, hey, didn't they just stink 2 years ago? Like, abysmal stink? And now they might be a wild card team? I just like it for the game.
Yeah.
And I like it for Pirates fans, because outside of every fifth day on Skeens Day, they have nothing to really be excited about.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing about that, too, so this is a team, the Seattle Mariners, who has traditionally not been, you know, that good of a team.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, Eugenio Suarez, we would love to have you back. They're having those conversations right now because they saw the taste that the city got back last year. And I'm just kind of curious. We always kind of do the, okay, we'll believe the Mariners when we see it. I believed it at the end of this year. Do you think they can replicate that again? That they can do that another time?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
I think so. And there's something to be said whenever you do get the fan base re-engaged. I do think that kind of gives you new life.
With the Rangers.
You saw it with the Rangers. You see it. I mean, even the last couple years of Luka with the Mavs, it felt like the Mavs just kind of existed for a couple years after Dirk retired.
Mm-hmm.
But then it turned into, oh, they're building around Luka now and spending money. And then they made the finals run, and it was like, okay, they're back. And then they made a dumb move that kind of ruined all that. But you see what happens whenever you just get people interested, get their foot in the door. It's like we always, me and Kevin always tell people who are skeptical about pro wrestling, just go to one show. You know, if they can get fans to show up to one more game, then that reignites the desire to be good again. It really does, because Chris Young's a madman now.
Oh, yeah. Mike went to that game, that one wrestling show, and was like, I'm back. I'm addicted to this again.
Exactly. All it takes is one good showing to get that one fan to say, I'm back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe for me, it might have been when Adolis Garcia hit 3 or 4 home runs in one game against the A's. And I was like, okay, I want to go to every game that I can now, because this is fun. I know it's not going to happen every game, but this is cool. You know, or growing up when I was in middle school, it was a Joey Gallo home run,
mm-hmm.
you know, that sent it into extras. It was like, okay, something like that. It makes a difference.
Yeah, that's where Jerry Jones is living, right? One winning season can bring everybody back, and everybody will be happy again.
Sure.
From the 281, Merry Christmas, guys. Graduated with UNT from UNT with a job secured.
Mm.
Thanks for getting me through the drives to Denton. I've done that. I commuted to Denton for 2 years as I was getting mine 3 times a week, maybe 5, depending on the year. And it wasn't an easy thing, but congratulations to you. Go Mean Green, baby. All right, this is time for Christmas This or That. 877-881-1053. Take part in the conversation here. Open presents on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
All of them? Or just any?
It depends. I think, Adrian, like, we've always split family up. So, it used to be we would go with her family, do Christmas Eve. Now we're kind of in this place where we're like, okay, family, as we, you know, with the boys and Lucy and her, when do we open them? So we've decided Christmas Eve we do those now with each other.
Okay.
Do you guys do wait for our Christmas Day to open everything?
Yeah, we do.
Do y'all's get together on Christmas Day?
Yeah, we do. And tomorrow's going to be so chaotic for me because we've got the in-house family, my parents and my sister. We're going to do that at 10 in the morning. Then we got to drive out to the aunt's house for the rest of the direct family.
Nice.
With the cousins and the grandparents and whatnot. We have to do that. And then I got to make my way up to Frisco to see the lady and do Christmas with the lady.
Before or after dinner?
Ooh.
Do you open before you say, because grandma always made us wait. Grandma would be like, you have to sit there and wait, eat all of your dinner.
Yep.
All the vegetables.
See, growing up, it was at the grandparents' house was dinner every year, and we had to eat first. So me and the cousins would just house our plate as fast as we could, and we would just go sit by the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Just rush
exactly
everybody. We'd stare back into the dining room like, what's going on in there?
Why is it taking so long to eat that pie?
Come on, yeah! Like, gosh, some honey baked ham does not take that long to get down.
We will get to some more Christmas this or that throughout the show today. Thank you so much, Tolos, for being with us here. Coming up next, it is time to talk with Mickey Spagnola next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.